The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks so much for being with me today. I appreciate the time you spent with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. Or, you know, head up to the website. There's a live chat room going on. You can get involved in the conversation. Smarter people than I are up there. You know, there's a lot you can do up there. And you know, give me your email address. I'd love to have your email address, because what it allows me to do is I send out an email every week and let you know who's going to be on the show. I know I'm being a little repetitious here, but it seems like the more I push it, the more you guys jump on and do it. And I don't know if you're listening to the segment and you forget. We all do it. I get it. But and again, give me topics for shows. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. You just send me. Hey, I'd like you to see if you can get this book or this person or deal with this topic or what have you. I think it'd be great. And I do take what you say, what you ask for, and your involvement very seriously. In the third hour, I'll get stories or links to stories during the show. And I also, you know, get them all night long. Hey, Joe, you talked about this, that you missed this story or what have you. And it's kind of, I don't say it's hilarious, but it is kind of funny. Of all the ways, I mean, give me some ways you could raise money. What kind of charity fundraiser would you get involved with? Like a, yeah, okay, good. 5K walk, a 10K walk, jog, run, whatever. Then they have those, walk around the block. I mean, some of these fundraisers they do with, you know, parents pushing the kids in a baby carriage around the block. Usually it's a big block. All kinds of stuff. You have people that, you know, they do these workout routines where these bikes, if you can ride them for more than 4 minutes, you're a superstar. And they say, if you go 5 minutes, you know, we'll donate $100. There's all kinds of ways that you can make money for charity. Never really thought about this one. How about the naked roller coaster riders to raise money for charity? Now, I just try to. You're bare bottom on one of those seats. I would like to know what roller coaster it was and where, so we can clean those things. Because I'll tell you what, if you got me, and you got to let your imagination run wild here a little bit. If you got me on a roller coaster naked, now I'd have to be heavily drugged to do that. But if you got me on there, I guarantee money, you'd have to clean up the seat in the car floor in front of me after the ride. Now, you won't see this at Disney World. I don't think they'll let it happen there. But a group of people who rode naked on a roller coaster in England on Sunday, they're trying to break a record. And they just fell short. But, boy, did they attract plenty of attention. And they raised more than $50,000 for charity. Now, man, if I'm going to go naked, actually, I don't think you'd raise anything. You know what? You'd have a better chance. What you should put out is, Messina says if we raise this much money, he won't ride the roller coaster naked. I think you could have done $45,000, $50,000, maybe even $100,000 if you had put that out there. So 57 people, drop trow, got on a roller coaster at an amusement park, and
They're screaming and yelling. And I don't even know what I would do with this. Now, the Guinness Book of World Records said that they there were 102 people on the same ride in 2010. So they did not break the record. But I got to tell you something. I am looking at these pictures. I probably shouldn't be looking at these pictures. But think about it. It takes a lot of nerve to take off all your clothes. And in front of a bunch of students. We're not talking about one or two people. We're talking about a boatload of people. 57. There was 102, right? On the last one, but 57 here. And I bet you this got a lot of media attention, don't you? I'm sure it did. And we have all kinds of, and I'm not being rude, but we have all kinds of sizes and shapes and heights and all of that. And it's nice that they gave the money to charity. It really is. I think that's a good thing. I'm not going to beat this up much longer, but I think it's just hilarious. Can you imagine somebody? Now, here's the deal. If some big company came and said, hey, for every person over 25 you get, we'll give $500 a person. Hey, I would try to get people. You wouldn't get me on there. Like I said, you'd if it was me, you'd empty the place. But I would try to get as many people on there as I could for the charity, obviously. And no, I wouldn't take pictures. Not going to happen. Anyway, thought you'd get a kick out of that one. At least I got a kick out of that one. That kind of floored me. And on top of that, there's another story out of, where is this coming from? The Guardian. And Zach Stanford, the columnist, asked the question, is it time to do away with the concept of manhood? Yeah. Centuries of war, pillaging, and violence shows that manhood is never in crisis. Now, alarmists claim it is, but often it's not true. Well, I don't think anybody's worried about men being wiped out, if you would. But when you start telling men how to be men, here's the thing. When a woman tells a guy how to be a man, isn't that kind of odd? Really, it'd be like me trying to teach my wife how to get in touch with her feminine side. Nah, it's not going to work. If you ask most of the people on the left, you know, men are nasty, nasty, nasty people. Really, seriously. And you know what? It doesn't have to be that way. What was it? In the immortal words of Rodney King, can't we all just get along? Can't we get along? We should be able to get along, right? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. Thanks for being with me. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. You're going to have a lot of fun tonight, I promise. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not The Right Side, not The Wrong Side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Always a pleasure to have you. Now, look, head up to the website. Give me your email address. I can beg for the rest of the segment if you'd like. If that'll make you happy. I mean, we're going to happy to do that with you. You know what I mean? But don't make me do that. Seriously. Okay. I am your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. You know, and this segment, this hour, I call it the Smorgasbord Hour because it's all kinds of topics. I take all the stuff that you sent me during the during the breaks and what have you. I take all that stuff that you send me and I try to come up with a story I think is good or grab a few of the stories I think are great, and that's what I use. Apparently, according to Zach Stafford, he's a columnist over at The Guardian. He said that, you know, men just need to lighten up. Nobody's trying to steal our manhood. I beg to differ. I don't think they're trying to steal. You can't steal manhood. But I think they're trying to water it down, dumb it down, make it not important. I think it's very important. You know, I think it's very important for men to know what their role is, know how to take care of their kids, their family. I don't see anything wrong with that. And I'm not talking about, you know, we make fun sometimes. I mean, everybody does, not just me. We make fun about, you know, man's hands or how he dresses or how he wears his hair, or kind of shoes he wears. And, you know, what I noticed, though, women are much more brutal with each other than men are. So that's not what manhood we're talking about. So the writer goes on to say that, you know, men are pretty terrible people. They commit significantly more violent crimes, robberies, and assaults each year than women do. And that's according to the Department of Justice. They're more likely to show anger in the workplace and be rewarded for it, while women are affected negatively for the same behaviors. They even take up too much space on public transportation when a man spreading. Well, that's terrible. Just terrible. Writer says he could keep going on with this. Men probably dominate all these terrible statistics because, now and throughout history, they've dominated the world. But that doesn't give them a pass. They're still to blame, even if they don't know better. It's high time their dominant position, their entitled ignorance, was questioned and dismantled. Because we're just so bad. We're so terrible. We're so nasty. We don't do anything good. See, all that other stuff is because of men. Because women never do anything wrong. Yeah, they might do it in smaller numbers, right? So there's a manhood. There is a manhood in crisis trend story to match each one pondering whether women can have it all. But manhood isn't in crisis. Not according to this writer. It is the crisis. Still, last week, author and activist Kevin Powell published an essay on CNN where he announced again that manhood is in society's crosshairs and recommending a way to fix it. Powell recently released a memoir about his journey to manhood. Gee, I didn't know you could write those. Man, I got a journey and a half. I'd like them to hear. Powell, who recently released his memoir, wrote about spending time on college campus working with male college students to find a resolution on the endless rape allegations there. He also, you know, in California, the governor signed a law a few weeks ago about yes meaning yes, you know, that kind of thing, and about in the act of, while having sexual relations in high school or college, there has to be a continual affirmation that you're good with it. Both of you. And I said, think about that. How do you do that? Somebody's going to make $1 billion on an app for that. You know, you got your fingerprint, right? This, you're going to have to keep pressing the button. I don't know how you would do that on your smartphone. You need to keep pressing the button on your smartphone. And I don't know how you get a continual affirmation that you're good with what's happening. And don't get dirty on me. Don't send me any dirty emails. I'm not interested. So the writer went on to say, he asked a group of men to name important women in history, which they did. But when pressed on what those women did, the men really didn't respond. He didn't know. This lack of actually knowing women's lives led Powell to conclude that if these men couldn't connect or care to intimately know about women's lives, then they were able to respect them enough not to perpetrate violence against their bodies. This led him to call for a re-education of men. He argues that men actually need to learn about the contributions of women and girls to every aspect of American society as a tactic to stop violence. Really? So does he think that if I know what a woman's contribution is, I'm less likely to rape her? Is he serious? Does that go for murder too? Maybe if we re-educate all these people, they'll stop murdering. Don't you think? That's what it is. Men who, you know, murder their wives, murder their sweethearts, it's because they don't know what they do, right? They don't understand what their contribution is. No, it's because they're sick people. It's not how you fix it. You know, I go through this on my show on a regular basis between men and women, you know, especially dads. You guys need to get engaged and involved in your son's life and your daughter's life. You need to be the one that teaches them. Teach your daughter what a date is all about. Teach your daughter how a man should treat her. Right? And guys, you should be teaching your sons how they're to treat their women, their dates, their wives, their girlfriends. And how do you do that? By how you treat their mother. And wives or mothers, you need to do the same thing. You know how you do the same thing, and you want to show your son how a woman is to be treated? Don't let your husband or your boyfriend abuse you. Be in a position to show them what strength is all about, how a woman should be treated. And women, the same thing with your daughters. You're showing them what's acceptable or not acceptable behavior by their boyfriends and husbands. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is a family effort. This is not a teach them about history. They won't rape anybody. Really? Is it that? See, so if it's that simple, then all us conservatives have been right all these years. We don't know history. And that's why we're having so much trouble. Although this guy only wants to teach them about women's history. That makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? Because teaching them about women's history will fix it all. We know that, right?
You'll hear more of that. I'm going to save it because I don't have enough time to go all the way through it. I'm going to get mad if I get stopped halfway through it. Hey, call your friends, your loved ones, your outlaws, your in-laws, your enemies. Let them know about the craziness I'm talking about. Manhood has to be fixed. Don't you know that? It's broken. But the feminists are telling us it's broken. I'm not so sure it is. And I'm... Head up to the website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You're listening to The Real Side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What difference at this point does it make?
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. Again, head up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can talk about all kinds of fun stuff up there. Again, head over to the... I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep saying again. I got this bad habit. I should put a quarter in the drawer every time it happens. You know what I mean? We're talking about a writer from The Guardian who said it's time to do away with the concept of manhood altogether. We don't need it anymore. So what are you going to replace it with? Personhood? So are we going to do away with feminism too? Or just manhood? I always love these, you know, it's the same people that go, you know, we need stricter gun laws. Okay, like what? We need comprehensive immigration. Okay, what does that mean? I mean, we need to have one of these, like, loon dictionaries. That'll be my next project. I'm going to come up with a loon dictionary. What they say, what they mean. Well, that'd be perfect. We have a left side of the book and a right side of the book. Thank you. I'll be here all week. So he asked a group of men to name important women in history. He was, the writer said that as he was asking at one of the college classes, when they were asking about women and what have you, and see if the men knew about women and what their accomplishments were, they didn't. I mean, they knew who important women were, but they really didn't know what their accomplishments were. Their thought process, by educating these men and explaining them what these women have done, that will end the rape culture. And to quote a famous comedian, I say, nay, nay. You're not going to end it by teaching them what these women did. I am sure the minute a rapist or a murderer, you know, saw the face of their victim, but, oh, my God, you're the one that cured this, or you're the one that did this, or you're the one that teaches at the local college. Oh, no, can't kill you. I'm sure that's exactly what they were thinking. Right? How about, again, I go back to what I said in the last segment. How about we teach? You know, we've gotten to a point in this country where life doesn't matter. Right? Your feelings, your thoughts, life doesn't, we have very little respect for what people do with their lives. The writer goes on to say that led him to call for a re-education of men. He argues that men actually need to learn about the contributions of women. That way they'll be safer. Now, they need to learn that there's, and he goes on to say that they need to learn that there's more to a woman than a reproductive system. Yeah, okay, because there's no way they know that, right? How about we teach them, you know, we've taken away the value of a human being when we can perform an abortion during labor. Okay? When we take a 6-year-old baby, the story I did yesterday, you'll have to go back and get it. When we can take a 6-year-old baby, yeah, six-day-old baby that was taken by C-section after an accident, and it dies, and the court rules it's not a person, right? We take the value away from people, humans. There is no value. If there's no value to life as a whole, who cares about the reproductive system? So we only supposed to care about a part of it and not the rest of it? I don't see how that stops the violence.
She's worth more than having sex with. She's got a brain.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know that before. I won't rape her. I'll wait to see how smart she is. I'm not making fun of rape, so don't send me nasty emails. I'll just throw them away. It's the worst thing you can do. It's terrible. It's not. There is no reason or justification for it. So let's put that aside. Throw your emails away. I'm not going to respond to them. But telling or teaching or educating someone, a male, about the, I don't know, about what females have done for society in life as a whole, a lot more than just a reproductive system with legs, that'll fix the rape problem. Oh, sure. No problem. Now, let's start off this way first. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. How about we start, because we're also seeing more and more stories about how these rape allegations aren't true. Right? And that one nut job that I talked about a month ago, you know, for her, every time somebody looked at her wrong or whistled at her, that was rape. She was being raped. And she would have laid claim, she would have put a claim in for every one of those if the school had let her. You want to stop violence? How about we start instilling value for human life again? How about we start instilling value for everybody's viewpoint? It's come down to violence to get what you want. We've got a group of people that we've raised to believe it's all about them. How do you stop that? If it's all about me, what I want, what I feel good, when I start forcing myself on a woman, I don't understand why she's rejecting me. I'm the best thing since sliced bread. Just ask my mother. You see where I'm going with this? When you start teaching people to value all lives, all lines of thinking, I may totally disagree with you on a subject. Think you're a raving lunatic. But I'm still going to respect you as a human being. I'm still going to respect your right to have that thought. Like I said in that clip we played with Bill Maher, he made fun of Christians. I'm not burning down the streets. I'm not asking for him to be removed from television. I'm not calling him all kinds of names. I'm not hiring 300 people to go down and pick at his show or whatever. He's got a right to do that. He's got a right to have his opinion. See, the problem is not what the right believes. The problem is the left's intolerance. And you're seeing it more and more through these comedians. Actually, the beauty is, if the right would just shut up for a while, the left would hang themselves. And those comedians and the people that do have two brain cells to rub together, they would come out against them. We wouldn't have to do anything. So the writer goes on to say, until men in masses... Oh, wait a minute. Let me start off here. Theoretically, it's really a good next step to stopping violence, the writer says. That is polluting not just college campuses, but the entire world. So the entire world is being taken over by this. But it is very us and them rather than we're all human together. It's just let men be more educated about the women they are perpetrating violence against. I must have the lowest IQ in the room because I don't get this yet. Now, until men in masses consider women to be part of the same ecosystem, masculinity will continue to be primary. You know, so is the writer saying that because we're masculine, because we have testosterone, because we're men, that we feel like we have a right to take whatever we want from women? Because I don't get that. I wasn't brought up that way. A woman is a human being like I am. They have their own right to their own bodies, to what kind of food they want to eat, how they want to dress. That's their right, not mine. I don't get to stand over them and pound them into submission. That's not how it works. If I see a woman I like just because I'm the male, I don't get to go take what I want from her. Right? Think about that. Think about how they muddy it and they keep piling it on and they ignore you like you're not even responding. I think I want to talk about the foundation of bro culture, as they put it.
when they feel that their masculinity is in jeopardy, when they don't feel man enough, manly violence will seem to be like the reasonable way to fix that. I don't know anybody who thinks like that. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me, if you think like that, I don't know, maybe you can mask it. I don't know how you can do this, or you can call in from a payphone if they still have them. I don't know anybody who thinks like this. I don't know who anybody who thinks as their masculinity is fading or in their mind that they have to go beat up or rape a woman to bring their masculinity back. But here's the lunacy of the left, okay? The University of Maryland, College Park, have a class on how to have sex. Yeah, I'm sure that'll stop the rape culture. Think about that. So on one hand, they're telling us to stop objectifying women, stop looking at them like they're sexual objects. And then you can go down the hall to a class that actually teaches you that women are sexual objects. So which is it? I don't know what Kool-Aid they're drinking. I don't know. I'm thoroughly confused with these people. I don't know what they expect us to do. You talk about sending confusing messages. I've been nailing this for almost a year on the show. This little mantra of mine is, you are so confusing. I know I'm getting off topic a little bit, but you know, we talk about the LGBTQ community. We talk about how there's no Mr. Mrs. He, she. They've got all these other identifiers, and they're not all the same. And identifying with one sexual preference over another, or they have all these identifiers. We're just screwed. I don't know what to do. Most of us don't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not The Right Side, not The Wrong Side, but The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Americans, you're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back, and you are listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And as I say, be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can listen to The Real Side at therealside.com. And I do appreciate the time that you spend on my website looking at what I'm selling, what I'm pushing, what I'm doing. And I very much appreciate that as well. So let's get back to it. So we were talking about fixing manhood. And a writer, you know, was talking about how, you know, it's time to get rid of manhood or what seems to make up manhood. And he suggested in the writing that, you know, being masculine means, you know, overpowering women or being nasty to women or raping women or just all kinds of crazy, to use a Trumpism, stupid stuff. I was never taught that. I come from a pretty, what do you want to call it, a macho kind of background. Now, a lot of you are going to take exception to this. I'm Italian. I come from an Italian background. I'm American, but my heritage is Italian. And you kind of have that with the Latin groups. So you got, you know, the Hispanics and Spanish. And, you know, there's a, what do they call it, a patriarchal, if you would. You know, men are supposed to be macho. They're supposed to take care of their family. They're, you know, supposed to be able to pick up, you know, two tree logs at one time. It's not good, bad, or indifferent. It just is what it is. And any culture that teaches you that you're supposed to take care of your family, you're supposed to take care of your kids, you're supposed to protect your family, where do you find something wrong with that? Before you read all your garbage into it, where do you find something wrong with that? So anyway, this piece went on to say if we just would train young men, or we would train men and teach them about the history of women and what women have done for society, they just wouldn't rape or abuse women anymore. Right, just like, you know, there's laws against murder and there's laws against all kinds of things in this country, and that's just stopped it all, hasn't it? Or maybe they just don't know. Maybe the robber doesn't know. Maybe what they should do is put up signs in convenience stores that said it's against the law to take something that doesn't belong to you. What do you think? Think that'll work? Hey, I'm going to try it. Nothing else has. And according to that writer, all it takes is information, knowledge, and they'll stop. Well, here's what I say. How can you, out of one side of your mouth, say we have to teach men, you know, how not to be so forceful with women, and then on the other side of your mouth, inundate colleges across the country with Primal Scream Week, which is nothing but sex, right? How to make your own sex toys. These are actual classes over the years that I've done on the air that are being taught at colleges across the country. And now the University of Maryland, now I'm going to clean up the words, so don't get nuts with me. Now, there's a workshop at the University of Maryland at College Park, and they're taught how to have sex in college, which is really amazing to me, because why would you waste money on something the kids already know how to do? I am sure there's no shortage of sex going on at college. There might be some having more than others, but there's no shortage of it. Students were instructed on how to do oral sex properly, and how to apply the proper lubricants and oils and all kinds of stuff to make it better on a college campus with your tax dollars. But we're not supposed to, we're not supposed to look at women as a sexual object at all. That's not what this is teaching. Now, sex ed expert Francisco Ramirez, I'm just doing how they would say it, who has a master's degree in public health and has provided sexual health training for organizations including MTV. Well, there's that says it all. Check this out. So here's a guy teaching at your college. And his claim to fame is he's done sexual health training at, are you ready for this? If you're driving, don't hit the guy in front of you. MTV, the UN, and Planned Parenthood, just to name a few. Is this nuts or what? And the UN? Right. Because those guys aren't having enough sex in their offices and in that building. They're screwing the American public, I'll tell you. Anyway, let's move on. During the presentation, Ramirez used a series of GIFs, or pictures, to convey sexual tips ranging from how to have oral sex to how to apply all kinds of oils and things. Unusual sexual advice was given throughout the workshop. Ramirez recommended that students ask their parents to purchase a mechanical hand sanitizer to dispense the liquids and oils that they would need. Some of this I can't even clean up. He's giving advices on how to use all kinds of outside techniques and keep them from harming you. All right? When asked their favorite location for sex, the students, some who live on campus, gleefully offered up the kitchen and the bathroom. It's just disgusting. Where do you have sex? Oh, in the bathroom, every chance we get. That's the cleanest place on campus, right? I mean, guys are dogs when it comes to using the bathroom, especially at a place like that. So he humorously reinforced, I can't even clean some of the stuff up. He goes, one person goes on and says, I'm not a sexophobic. Say, here we go. I knew it was going to be just a matter of time. So if I don't want to have sex with every person with a heartbeat on a college campus that's walking by me, does that make me sexophobic? He goes on to say, but you might think it's kind of hot seeing somebody's... I'm looking for it. I knew this earlier when I read this. I said, no, I'll figure something out. Seeing somebody's... all right, anyway. Ramirez told the class that while flipping his hair, kind of goofy-like, that, you know, the roommate thing doesn't work out. He later went into further details on how his roommates would leave sexual toys around the apartment and such. Ramirez also lectured on how the stigma of the walk of shame and the double standards on how women are perceived when returning to their homes the morning after sexual encounter. He then instructed students to practice their walk of shame and to give, not to give anybody. So here he is. This is encouraging them. It's okay. But, you know, and we don't have enough time for this. And I'll do this at a later date where I'm going to bring on a psychologist. You know, the reality is that you've got, I don't know how to say this in a clean way. Well, I'll just say, right. So here's the deal. When a woman has sex, right, if she were to get pregnant, she's got two choices. She either has an abortion, and she could put up with that stigma, because there is a stigma to that, any way you cut it. Or she can have the baby, and she has to deal or take care of that baby for 18 years or however many years there is. Okay? Men are jerks, or can be jerks, I'll put it that way. Right? Many men walk away from there. I didn't. I know a lot of guys I hang with wouldn't. But many men walk away from this kind of thing. They don't have to deal with it. You're the one stuck with it. Now, I didn't say that's right. I just said it's just the reality of the moment. So there is a stigma to it. And for them to be teaching this kind of stuff, I mean, come on. How about we get back to the reality of, instead of being number 37th in math in the world, why don't we work on that instead of trying to be number one in sexual promiscuity across the world, on the planet? Don't you think that would be a good place to start? Don't you think it's such a mixed message? Again, I go right back to what we've been talking about most of the night. Right? In one breath, we're not supposed to objectify women. In another breath, have as much sex with as many women as you can. And then, in talking about that walk of shame, I don't know who coined that phrase. I don't really care, frankly. But yes, yours truly, I'm sorry. I don't think it's a... Yeah, okay, when I was 16, 17, 18, I might have been on board with it. But as you get older, you have children, you see what other young ladies go through. Yes, it is a walk of shame. Well, somebody you just meet, you sleep with that night. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? I don't think so. It's not that it's a whole different set of rules, but there are different circumstances. Nobody's trying to, and as far as a morality check goes or anything along those lines, you don't have to have my morality. I'm not joking. You don't have to have my morality. I don't care. That's up to you. See, if you don't want to have my morality, you don't want to live by my rules or what have you, or by the things that I live by, that's okay. But don't tell me the other side of it's okay. It's what they're doing in education. Is anybody has any kind of moral guidelines whatsoever? And don't say, well, what did you do when you were younger? I grew up. Doesn't matter what I did when I was younger. I've grown up. So I'm going to try to protect my kids. I'm going to try to give them other alternatives. I'm going to try to make life a little easier for them. Is that wrong? Is that against the law? Seriously. We have to stop saying, well, I did it. So that makes it okay, because it doesn't make it okay. The drugs were different when we were younger. Yeah, I know you're tired of hearing that, but it's a true statement. They were different when we were younger. They weren't as potent. They didn't have as many chemicals in them. Whole different animal, my friend. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for spending your time with me. We are on every day. Check out the website, therealside.com. Stations, times. You pick up the classic podcast, you can get informed.